Coyote Hour. Late June, the fattened raccoon, precise as a garbage man, tips the garbage cans and outspill the remnants of last week's renters' lobster feasts. The carcasses cooked to a cerulean red are scattered hieroglyphics. No matter the weather, at 4 a.m., the millionaire sprinklers hiss on, mist the skinny birch. His yard is as lush as a new carpet. In 2 weeks flat last summer, his new house cropped up kit quick. Summer visitors arrive gleefully, armed with DEET and rosé. They sit in clutches on the beach while the piping plovers peat, peat, peat back to fenced enclosures. By July, seaweed clots rot corporeally, draw flies. The horizon buzzes with motors. I can't tell from here which boats might be stalled among the buoys or which might be fishing for hours. A former president summers near. His security men patrol the bay in a speedboat named Fidelity. The marsh does its crabbed best, will its nest, and least terns careen themselves over the high tide, certain for minnows. September arrives as a sigh of quiet. I walk the rack line. A seal periscopes up, stares back at me like an old self. Cool lapses in. One dusk, a skinny coyote steps up from the marsh into the light cast by the fire pit I contrived of discarded bricks. She does not startle, raises her gaze to me, then trots off towards the field that borders the highway.